Your favorite Voice America Talk Radio Network shows and hosts are in your car, outdoors, and wherever you need them to be.
Listen anywhere.
Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. Welcome to On the Radio with Dr. Ray, featuring your host, Dr. Robert Ray, and co-host, Natalie Day. This program will help you find the body, mind, and spirit to define your biological age and live a vibrant, sexy, anti-aging lifestyle that you've always desired through diet, exercise, and a variety of helpful tips that will be discussed on today's program. Now, here is your host, Dr. Robert Ray, and co-host, Natalie Day.
Guys, welcome to On the Radio with Dr. Ray here at the Voice of America, and I have beautiful Natalie Day with me today as well.
Hello, everyone.
Natalie, I just got to town yesterday.
I've missed you. You've been gone forever.
You missed me?
I did.
I was surprised that you and my wife missed me. Usually 11 years of marriage, wives tend not to miss you, but I was surprised when my wife said that to me yesterday, and you just said it. Oh my gosh, I'm so surprised, so happily surprised. You know what? Sometimes I feel like I'm in a different planet. These emerging economies are very similar to us, but in many respects, very different.
Right. Now, where were you? You just went kind of on a three-country tour, right?
Well, I was in Mexico. And then I went to Sao Paulo, and Brazil, I went to the interior of Brazil as well, and a little town called Londrina. But I'll give you an example, just to shock the heck out of the audience, of course. Brazil is a very, very happy country. And, you know, their view of morality is a little different. And it's not up to us to criticize, since we have our own problems here. But you know, I'm paid a little bit to show up to nightclubs. You know, when they're opening a new nightclub or whatever, celebrity's a funny thing. They get asked to do a lot of funny things. But I could be in a Brazilian nightclub, new nightclub, and with our little team. And, you know, half the time security's asleep. Half the time you can't find your security.
Right.
And, well, the last club I was in, I think I was kissed 20 times in the mouth. Without as much as, "Hi, Dr. Ray, my name is so-and-so, can I give you a kiss?" So it's a little bit of a culture shock. It's kind of like Russia, where men kiss men. Brazil, luckily, is not quite that way. But women will come up behind you and kiss you right in your mouth without as much saying, "Hi, how are you?" And that's why I like to go back as soon as possible. No, just kidding. But anyhow, so this three-week journey, I miss my listeners. I miss them. I miss my pretty girls that listen to us on the radio with Dr. Ray. So anyhow, the trip started, even though I miss my listeners, high in the mountains of Mexico. And I had an opportunity to visit the Aztec culture, the Pyramid of the Sun, and other things. I've always been an enthusiast of archaeology. But anyhow, then I went to Mexico City. We signed for three television shows, including a novella, which is very odd for a doctor. But
no, a novella is, in English, is a soap opera.
A soap opera, that's
You're
right.
You're going to be a soap opera star?
I'll probably be doing a soap opera for Aztec, and we signed up for two television shows at TV3, which is Extreme Makeover Mexican Version, and also Mis Doctores, which is like our doctors here. And did lots and lots and lots of media, and supported the launching of a book there, which I wrote a chapter for, about health and lifestyle. Anyhow, then I hopped on a plane and went to Brazil, and there did a bunch of media Gave a talk at a very large beauty fair, basically for physicians, dermatologists, estheticians, and so on and so forth. So we talked about the things we always talk about, that aging is a choice today. You age if you want to age, and one of the things that help you prevent aging is your diet and lifestyle. And that's one of the reasons why you and I are chatting today, is since our book was launched June 1st.
Yes, it was. It was. Your new book, Body by Ray, there was some pre-release copies that have been floating around this year, which were the micro versions and sort of the what we call the director's cut. The full version, hardcover, full-color book did launch this June 1st, and copies are already flying off the shelves here. You've been getting a lot of publicity on that book coming up, so I think everyone's going to start seeing you in the news and on the radio and on television talking about this newest fitness book, which we've already been getting your listeners call in and ask questions who've gotten copies of the pre-release book. And it's kind of controversial in the way that it's written. I think I'd like to talk to our audience a little bit about it and what they can expect to find.
Each year, Natalie, Charlie and I, Charlie Fusco is my co-writer on this volume. Each year, we're going to seem further and further and further and further out of step. It is not us. It is not I who am out of step with the world. It is the world going off the deep end. And if for any moment you should doubt that, shall we look at the statistics? 67% of all Americans are above weight. 67%, and a whole 30% are morbidly obese. And obese, of course, defined by 100 pounds heavier than your normal weight.
Right.
I mean, that is a time bomb. It's not even a time bomb. That means that diabetes is going to go through the roof, circulation issues, heart disease, all chronic inflammatory disease such as arthritis, ulcerative colitis, and so on and so on and so forth. Not the least of which, people, not the least of which is cancer. Speaking of archaeology, as you know, I love archaeology. I was just visiting the Aztec pyramids. There is no archaeological evidence for breast cancer. I was thinking of that when I did the Komen Walk for Life, and I was at Dodger Stadium. I looked at the Dodger Stadium filled to capacity, with, you know, thousands and thousands, 30,000 pink shirts, all women with cancer. There is no archaeological evidence for breast cancer anciently. In other words, it's a disease that we created. Also, diabetes, heart disease, high blood pressure, all diseases we created. So each year I sound nuttier and nuttier. In fact, I'm the one on the correct course, and the world is going off the deep end. How is it that I'm on the correct course? Well, I read all these peer-reviewed journals. I've read every diet book ever written. And as a physician, I synthesize it into a readable, easily digestible volume, which I planned it this way, can be read in a single flight.
Plane flight.
So, right, single plane flight. So it's very easy to read. It's very much in a colloquial verbiage, so that you don't have to keep pulling out your medical dictionary every three words. And it is basically a call to arms, because we are becoming a very sick society.
You know, I want to stop you there too, because we've obviously been doing a lot of talking to other TV shows and radio shows about getting you booked about this this book. And one of the misnomers is that it's a girly book, that you have to be a girl because, you know, you've got the plastic surgery background and things like that. But, you know, a friend of mine just went through, turned 45, and just went through that battery of tests. You get the stress test and the where they look at your arteries, if there's plaque, because he's getting to that part in his life where heart disease and high blood pressure and cholesterol are an issue. And his doctor said, hey, listen, you need to even go on a more strict diet. You got to lower your carbs. You got to do this. And he was complaining about how he has to go on this diet. Well, I handed him one of the copies of the book, and he goes, this diet is exactly what I'm supposed to do. And here's this big burly guy that works out, and he's now all of a sudden on the Body by Ray diet. And I think what people don't know is that you train in martial arts. This is a diet that anybody, even fighting in the UFC, for example, and they're very strict, could go on, because it follows some pretty important principles, right?
And not only could go on, but randomly walk into any gym in the world pick out the best body in the gym, walk up to that person and ask what they're on. And to your utter amazement, they're going to be on the Body by Ray diet. Very simple. Eat every 3 hours. Eat 1 gram per pound. In other words, I weigh 175 pounds. I eat 1 gram per pound. So I try to eat 175 grams of protein a day. But I want you, if you cannot do that, if you're not that serious, I want you to at least eat half a gram per pound. In other words, I at the very least will eat 80 grams of protein a day, 60 to 80 grams a day, which is basically, if you remember when you were a bachelorette, basically a can of tuna is about 10 grams of protein. Basically, or in other words, a handful. I want you to eat a handful of lean protein, animal protein, every 3 hours. That is exactly, pick any beautiful person in a gym anywhere in the world, from Munich to Sydney to Caracas to Brazil to whatever. Pick any beautiful person in the gym, and this is exactly the diet they will be on. They
will be eating every 3 hours. Stop you there. We're going to go to a break soon, and that's kind of the part that's controversial because, and we're going to talk about this. So if you're listening in the audience and you've been on a high-protein diet, a low-carb diet, you've been on the Atkins diet, the South Beach diet, there's so much talk about protein and carbs and fat and low-fat and high-fat and high-protein and what to do. And, you know, you just said something that seems pretty simple, but I think a lot of people would take issue with it. And so going into the next segments, I want to ask you to talk about this every 3 hours part, because that's not something that we've ever heard about when you look at, let's say, the Atkins diet or the South Beach diet, which are the famous high-protein diets. And we've certainly, you're pretty adamant about fruit. And most diets say, hey, lay off the fruit.
That's right.
You're also pretty adamant.
And that's
adamant.
Why those authors died early. And they diet fat.
So I do want to get into that, because whether you are a mom trying to get the baby weight out, or you're trying to compete, in a martial arts competition, or get your body weight up, these are body, can I say, kinetics or body mechanics that you need to understand.
Absolutely, or die. I mean, it's a very simple choice.
Okay, so
either you learn how to take care of your body, or you die.
So you can see, Dr. Ray is a little ornery today. So you can either listen to what we're saying, or you can die. And with
no
that,
joke. You can add years to your life, or you can subtract many, many years by lifestyle and diet. I think no one will refute that.
Well, we're going to come back here in just a moment on the radio with Dr. Ray, and we're going to talk about why it is so important for you to be eating protein every 3 hours, and how this is drastically different than any protein diet you've ever heard about, what it can do to your body, not just physically, but also for all these health issues that we've been talking about. If you want to get an advanced copy of the book here, 224 pages, full color, menus, recipes, exercise, chapters on diet, nutrition, supplements, go to bodybyray.com and you can get your copy shipped directly to you. We will be right back here with more on this whole protein controversy right here on the radio with Dr. Robert Ray. Stay with us.
Making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go on iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
Ladies, if you are worried about fine lines and wrinkles on your face and would like to get rid of them, then let me tell you about Esotique, the amazing all-natural collagen builder from Chamonix. Esotique is packed with pure antioxidants and natural collagen builders, so it doesn't hide wrinkles like other products. It effectively treats wrinkles, so your skin will be younger, healthier, and softer than ever before. And now is the perfect time to try Esotique, because for a limited time, you can try it free for 30 days. That's right, this incredible skincare is yours to try free at home for a whole month. Call 800-731-1085, 800-731-1085, and just pay shipping today. But wait, call in the next 20 minutes and Chamonix will include not one, but two free gifts. You will get their amazing vitamin C serum and their luxurious neck treatment absolutely free with your order. Don't miss out on this incredible free trial offer. Call now, 800-731-1085, 800-731-1085.
Have you friended us on Facebook yet? Why not?
Just go to facebook.com/Voice America or search for the keywords Voice America. Once you are part of our Facebook network, you'll receive daily messages about what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and new happenings at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. And you can add your voice to the always active discussions on our wall. Just go to facebook.com/Voice America or search for Voice America.
If you're one of the millions of people who have high blood pressure, high cholesterol, or are overweight, don't join the club. It's time to leave that club. Heart Factors Plus is an all-natural supplement with ingredients proven to help lower blood pressure, cholesterol, improve blood flow, and even improve your sex life. Here is what Heart Factors users say.
Hi, this is John from New Jersey, and I'm 42 years old, and I ordered your bottle of Heart Factors because of my high blood pressure. Last spring, it was 134 over 93. Now my blood pressure is 120 over 82, and the doctor got me off the medication. This stuff is really good and without any side effects.
John dropped his blood pressure over 10 points and without the medication side effects. See if Heart Factors will work for you. Try it now free for a full 30 days. Call 800-240-6536. 800-240-6536. If Heart Factors doesn't work for you, you never pay. It's that easy. Call now and get your 30-day trial. 800-240-6536. 800-240-6536.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to On the Radio with Dr. Ray and co-host Natalie Day. Find out more about Dr. Ray and the radio program by visiting drrobertrayhealth.com. Now, back to our program.
Hey, you guys, we are back on the radio with Dr. Ray, Voice of America, and beautiful Natalie Day. Natalie, I just want to, just right off the bat, on the opening salvo, you see that the tone on the show is a little more serious. Listen, with all the respect to our soldiers in the Middle East, it is not the Middle East that's going to defeat America. It is the refrigerator in our kitchen. That is really what's killing America. It is the refrigerator in our kitchen that's killing America. What are the three ways to lose weight? Of course, people are going to yell out exercise. They're going to yell out diet. And then there's a quiet. People can only think of two ways to lose weight, exercise and diet. But there is a third way called thermogenesis. When you eat, let's say, a handful of protein, that handful of protein may have 200 calories in it, but it's going to take your body 24 hours and 600 calories to digest it approximately. What does that mean? You're going to end up negative 400 calories. The effort to break down protein burns fat. So there are three ways.
All right. So, so that makes sense why if our listeners have been on, let's say, the South Beach diet or the Atkins diet or any high protein diet, because there's a lot of them out there. Right. The reason it works in the first 2 weeks is because you start eating all this protein, like lean meats and things, which maybe you haven't had in your diet, which is more carb filled before, and it's all of a sudden your body has to burn more calories. So that's where the initial
just
results
to break it down
out.
Exactly. So, and you are dehydrated.
So why did those other why are those other high protein diets? Do people give up on them? They end up going back to the carb diets, or they don't. They plateau, like you said, in week three. Why you're in your program? Like you said earlier, you're very specific about how much protein to eat a day and that you have to do it every 3 hours. What is the key of this 3 hours?
Insulin sensitivity can be ameliorated with the consumption of lean proteins.
So let's say somebody is eating all the organic fish and the chicken. You know, I know in your book you talk about something called catabolism. Is that right?
Yes.
Sounds similar, but why is that so important? And again, going back to, if I'm on the South Beach diet, I'm eating organic chicken all the time, why doesn't that work for me ultimately? Going back to the secret of this 3 hours.
Let's talk about the third prong of protein. Let's talk about catabolism. Now, catabolism, it is the body self-digesting. I know it sounds very horrible, but it is what it is. At nighttime, when we go to sleep, because our liver can only store 3 hours of glycogen. In other words, the fuel that our body runs on. At the end of 3 hours, say you go to bed at 9, by 12 o'clock, you are now, the body is very smart. It's not, listen carefully, pretty girls, the body is not going to eat away the fat on your flanks, on your love handles. It's not. I'm sorry. It is saving that for a rainy day. The problem with our society is we have no rainy days.
That's right.
So the body is going to go for your muscle. Why is that catastrophic? Why do women need to have a tone and men need to have musculature? Why? Think of two trains, two old-fashioned steam trains parked at the train station. The little engine needs very little coal to keep the fire going all night long. The big, huge engine needs a lot of coal to keep the fire going all night long. Basically, the more tone you have, or the bigger, for guys, the bigger the muscle, or the more tone you have as a woman, the more fat you burn during the night. Very, very, very important part of losing weight. No musculature, no tone. Good luck, baby, in losing weight. So when you eat protein every 3 hours, then you do not catabolize. You do not auto-digest. You do not break down your protein. And that's why in the book, later on, then we go on talk about slow absorbing protein or eating. So we're debunking another stupid myth that you should not eat before going to sleep.
Well, I was just going to bring that up because you actually recommend.
We teach you to eat before you go to sleep. Why?
Right, and that's crazy, though. Everyone says don't eat 3 hours before bedtime, and you're saying have a protein shake.
Okay, let's talk about crazy, shall we? Everyone told Columbus the world was flat. Everyone told, very sad chapter in American history, that colored people were less important than white people. In China 1,000 years ago, it was said that that women were less important than men, and so they killed the little girls. Doctors used, when bathtubs became available, generally available, doctors used to tell people that taking a bath every day was deleterious to your health. When cigarettes, I coughed just at the right time. That's called comedic timing. Anyhow, when cigarettes were widely available, doctors said it was an elixir for your lung. Basically, here's a rule of thumb. When everyone says something, usually a pretty good idea to go in the opposite direction, because as the lemmings run into the ocean, a leader is going to go the opposite direction. So because everyone says there is no God, doesn't mean there is no God. All right, let's talk. So let's then hit that protein one more time. We want to go to eat, and we talk about this in our book, and we'll explain to you how to do it. So try to pick up a copy if you can. You need either to consume slow-digesting protein, which is expensive and difficult to find in most countries that we're in. Our book is worldwide. Or you can eat foods that have casein in it, such as cottage cheese or yogurt. I'm a little bit against milk, but cottage cheese and yogurt are a little bit modified, so they're less dangerous to the body. They have casein in it, which is a protein is good for daytime. Whey protein is good for daytime, easily digestible. Nighttime, casein, because slow digesting. It takes about 6 hours to digest. Or simply eat fish, lean red meat before you go to sleep. And up to a few minutes to 1 hour before you go to sleep. Why?
And so, yeah,
because
why is
then
that?
Your body's digesting that protein overnight, and you're not catabolizing your sleep. So we are in our book presenting a brand new diet to today's standards, yet so ancient in its nature, because it is the way our ancestors ate.
So before we go into our next break, because there's going to be people listening that say, but there's the whole problem of getting too much protein, and it, you know, makes your body imbalanced, and you become acidic. And I know you have a whole, reasoning behind that. I just want to recap. So the high protein diet is actually what we should be eating to lose the weight, to build muscle, and that's gonna, from the health side, you talked about helping with the insulin sensitivity. That's great for the diabetics.
And it is what we were. It's very important. It is what the creator designed us to eat. Those were the conditions when we were put on Earth. That is the condition at the beginning.
Right.
It
so there's
is
that.
Many and fruits, many vegetables, many different kinds of animals, lots of walking.
But
that
I
was, is
I
what
hear
we
you.
Were designed to eat. We were genetically engineered to eat as hunters and gatherers.
Well, I hear you, but I'm gonna repeat this as a girl, because us girls especially are the ones that flip-flop from diet book to exercise tape to exercise tape, because we're looking for the selling points of how we're going to get to where we want to go. And what I just heard here was, you know, a high-protein diet, you get to lose weight by eating, and that's because when you eat protein, did I get this right? Because I'm going to do girl math here in a minute. You said if I eat a high-protein meal, it takes 24 hours to digest it, so I'm going to burn 600 calories approximately. So if I eat 3 high-protein meals a day, then I'm automatically burning 1,800 calories. And if I put myself
on a... But if you eat 3 high-protein meals a day, I'm going to spank you pretty behind because you're not following my diet.
Well, we didn't get to that part.
Very simple, girls. Here's good math.
I got to the 1,800 calories.
The more you eat... the leaner you'll be. The more you eat, the leaner you'll be.
Right.
Look at my parrot. My parrot eats nothing but high fat all day long. My parrot. I got a crazy parrot. What can I tell you? My parrot likes the pool. When my parrot gets in the pool, she's skinny as a toothpick. And she's eating very high fat diets. Why is she skinny? Good fats, people. High protein, good fats.
Right. And that's in the omegas that you were talking about.
And the protein. So,
but now wait a minute. I'm going back to my girl thing because I like this. My 1,800 calories.
The more you eat, the skinnier you become.
And I get to eat in bed, which my mama told me not to do.
Thank you.
I get to eat yogurt in bed, and when I'm sleeping, my muscles are burning, and so I'm building muscle. So
thank you.
That's the girl version. See how we strip down all that science and medicine to I can burn 1,800 calories a day, eat in bed, and burn, make my metabolism burn better while I sleep. So that's one great way to do it. And I think a lot of women are going to bodybyray.com right now, and a lot of the guys doing it.
Growing old with 20 pills. Our Paleolithic ancestors lived into late years without any pills. They were healthy and happy until the very end. They were lean and mean and healthy and happy to the end. So I'm not talking about barely existing past the age of 50 because you're on 20 different pills. A pill to fart, a pill to have sex, a pill to be happy, you know, a pill to get rid of the water, a pill, I mean, what? This is insane.
I know
all
you're
getting, these pills. I speak as a doctor.
I know that you're getting very passionate here. I can hear that.
No. You knew that when we got on this topic of diet, and that's why we, you know, took the time when we didn't have time, Charlie and I, to write a book. You know, you make very little money from books. We wanted to pass on to our wonderful listeners that the way we are headed as an American society is to doom. Look, 67% of us are overweight. Diabetes is epidemic. You know, gluten diseases are epidemic. We don't have to be this way. We don't have to be defeated by our diet. We can go back and live a healthy diet like they do in Okinawa. And America can be full of centenarians, happy centenarians. So the bottom line is this, people, let's live like our Paleolithic ancestors, hunter and gatherers.
But there's going to be the naysayers out there. And when we come back, I want you to talk about this high acidity and why a lot of experts are saying stay away from high protein because you're going to turn your body into a high acid state, which is bad for disease. So when we come back, I'm going to challenge Dr. Ray to debunk some more diet myths here on the radio with Dr. Robert Ray.
Get the news on our shows and other happenings by following us on Twitter. Find us at VoiceAmericaTRN or twitter.com/VoiceAmericaTRN.
If you're one of the millions of people who have high blood pressure, high cholesterol, or are overweight, don't join the club. It's time to leave that club. Heart Factors Plus is an all-natural supplement with ingredients proven to help lower blood pressure, cholesterol, improve blood flow, and even improve your sex life. Here is what Heart Factors users say.
Hi, this is John from New Jersey, and I'm 42 years old, and I ordered your bottle of Heart Factors because of my high blood pressure. Last spring, it was 134 over 93. Now my blood pressure is 120 over 82, and the doctor got me off the medication. This stuff is really good and without any side effects.
John dropped his blood pressure over 10 points and without the medication side effects. See if Heart Factors will work for you. Try it now free for a full 30 days. Call 800-240-6536. 800-240-6536. If Heart Factors doesn't work for you, you never pay. It's that easy. Call now and get your 30-day trial. 800-240-6536. 800-240-6536.
Want to know what's going on behind the scenes with your favorite Voice America Talk Radio Network host? How about what's new with our network? Make sure you check out the iRadio blog, a look at what's hot at Voice America and beyond. Visit www.iradioblog.com today. Get the inside scoop on every channel on our network, including breaking news, featured guests, blog posts from our hosts, and much more. Make sure you sign up for our newsletter for even more inside action. Visit iradioblog.com today and stay connected.
Ladies, if you are worried about fine lines and wrinkles on your face and would like to get rid of them, then let me tell you about Essotique, the amazing all-natural collagen builder from Chamonix. Essotique is packed with pure antioxidants and natural collagen builders, so it doesn't hide wrinkles like other products. It effectively treats wrinkles, so your skin will be younger, healthier, and softer than ever before. And now is the perfect time to try Essotique, because for a limited time, you can try it free for 30 days. That's right. This incredible skincare is yours to try free at home for a whole month. Call 800-731-1085, 800-731-1085, and just pay shipping today. But wait, call in the next 20 minutes and Chamonix will include not one, but two free gifts. You will get their amazing vitamin C serum and their luxurious neck treatment absolutely free with your order. Don't miss out on this incredible free trial offer. Call now, 800-731-1085, 800-731-1085.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to On the Radio with Dr. Ray and co-host Natalie Day. Find out more about Dr. Ray and the radio program by visiting drrobertrayhealth.com. Now, back to our program.
All right, guys. I'm so glad to be back on the radio with Dr. Ray and beautiful Natalie Day. We're so appreciative of all the wonderful, beautiful girls who listen to us every week and all the handsome guys who are conquering the world, learning tips from us. Listen, let's talk about the acidity, okay? Of course, protein is not going to be without its side effects. Everything is side effects. And so the consumption of lean protein does have a small side effect, which is it decreases your pH. pH should be about 7.4, which is a basic pH, basically. And there are a number of things which increase pH. Let's talk about some of the worst contenders. Basically, all the refined things, so refined sugar, refined wheat, these things will make you very, very, very acidic. The worst, one of the worst things of all is milk. Milk will make you extremely acidic. What's the problem with acidity? Very simple. If you bite a dead person, they're going to be very acidic. So acidity invites, I'm sorry, a little abrupt at times, but it gets the point across. Acidity invites cancer. Acidity invites heart disease.
Dr. Ray, hasn't that the acidity issue been the biggest or one of the biggest complaints from other health experts as to why you really shouldn't have a high protein diet? Isn't it, you know, one of the things that vegetarians hang their hat on when you read these vegan books, you know, that this acidity problem is actually causing problems in the body?
You know, you can assume that nature's an idiot and you can assume that God was wrong. By putting a canine tooth into our cranium, a canine tooth, our dentition is not the dentition of a herbivore. If you have any questions, open up the mouth of your horse and look inside your horse's mouth. Our dentition is the dentition of an omnivore, such as the bear. So we must have animal protein. We must have animal protein and fruits and vegetables. So right off the bat, I'm going to debunk the vegetarians. It has to do with quantity. For example, try building a house with a pile of cement, a pile of bricks, and 3 drops of water. You cannot do it. You must have in the equal proportions. No, if you're a pesco vegetarian, totally different. I'm with you. But if you're straight vegan, there are a number of vegan syndromes in the medical literature. Trust me, I'm a doctor. And I simply do not operate on vegans. They do not heal.
So wait, you agree though, right? If we eat too much protein, then our body is going to be acidic.
Yes, if you eat nothing but protein, you will go mad. You will go totally insane.
But
you will raid
your
refrigerator in the middle of the night.
But you
will destroy your kidney.
So I'm going to go insane in the middle of the night. I'm going to destroy my kidney. But you just told me I could burn 1,800 calories a day and eat in bed and everything if I do this high-protein diet.
Okay. Now, protein, the bottom line is this. You eat a handful. When the lion eats the carcass of the zebra in the African Serengeti, what is the lion going for first? He's going for the viscera, and he will consume the grasses inside the viscera as he eats the protein viscera. Later on, he will eat the limbs, but they will attack first the viscera, the organs, okay? And they will get they'll consume some of these grasses in the process. And of course, you've seen your kitty cat at home eating grass,
right?
And so do the lions in the African Serengeti. The bottom line is this. We teach what is consistent with the way we were engineered by nature or God, which is a handful of lean protein per meal and three handfuls of fruits and vegetables is going to make you more basic. So you balance the
protein. When you say
protein,
basic, you mean that's related to your
pH greater than 7.4.
Okay, so that's if you are too acidic, it can help you go the other way.
So right, acid and bases. Remember high school chemistry, acids and bases?
Yeah.
So basically, we want to eat things that are basic. And that's why nature designed us so well. When we eat protein, we would also have the grasses, you know, the fruits and vegetables with it, as the lion does, as I use the example of a carnivore, an extreme carnivore. So the bottom line is I want you to eat a handful of lean protein every meal. Handful meaning about the size of a can of tuna, about 10 grams of protein, whether it be fish or organic fowl or cattle. Or other animals, organic. So a handful, and then three handfuls of fruits and vegetables, which will then equilibrate, balance the acidity of the protein, and will make you basic, okay? That's why. Very simple. Eat every 3 hours. Why? The bigger the distance between meals, the more your body hoards. Your brain hoards everything you eat. If you eat every 3 hours, then you leave most calories in a pile of dust behind you as you go to the bathroom very frequently. So eat every 3 hours, eat a handful of protein every meal, and handfuls of fruits and vegetables. And you will be around to bury your enemy, including the ones that wrote the stupid diet books, which are inconsistent with nature.
So basically, the way that we do this is we're eating the fruit with the three big meals a day, and that's going to be counterbalancing the acidity as well as the vegetables, and that basically
okay, now,
takes care of the problem.
Now, if you say 3 meals a day, I want you to eat six meals a day, every 3 hours, minimum. I myself will eat 10, 11, 12 meals a day. I want you to eat six times a day, every 3 hours. Just as we did as hunters and gatherers.
Well, what about if the people out there listening are thinking, well, golly, I'm going to eat six times a day. I've got to eat all this high protein, and now I'm going to eat all this fruit, which everyone says is loaded with carbs.
No. Fruit, yes. If you squeeze the juice out of the fruit, so all juices will make you gain weight. If you squeeze the juice out of the plant, throw away the husk, yes, now you just got the glucose, and you're going to fatten up. But you eat the plant whole. There are enzymes in the fruit to break down the glucose. Plus, these are complex carbohydrates. For example, let's pick honey, for example. Honey is a very complex carbohydrate. It takes 24 hours to digest a spoon of honey. Same thing with fruit. The complex carbohydrates, it takes your body a long time to digest. Now, white sugar, refined sugar, boom, in your fat cells in 15 minutes. You can eat the whole tree, people. It is a fallacy, what has been written in these books, that you cannot eat fruits and vegetables. It's inconsistent with Holy Writ. It's inconsistent with peer-reviewed nutritional journals. And it's just BS they write to sell books. And the very authors who write it are obese and die early. Listen, I just want to touch on a topic that is brought up frequently, and that has to do with supplementation. I take a whole 27 different pills per yep. day. And these are food-based. Most of them are food-based. And they're on capsules. So you open the capsule, just powder falls. Yeah, I stay away from compact, cheap vitamins you get at their local grocery store because they just pass through your system undigested. I tell you this as a chemistry major. So you want to get the good stuff from the hippie store. Excuse me, the homeopathic store. I love the hippies. I live at their hippie stores. But you want to get it from the homeopathic stuff, you know, the capsules, so that the powder stuff, okay? And let's talk about supplementation. If you look at boron, okay, boron, which you get from dates. Boron in your wonderful little ovaries is going to crank up your female hormones. It's going to avoid a lot of that inflammation, irritability, swelling. It's going to help you prevent the cancer. It's going to be a lot healthier. Just boron from dates. That's one example. It's going to strengthen your beautiful little bones. You must take supplements. Today, we only eat a very narrow number of animals, 3 animals and 5 plants. Please, 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 you must supplement. And in the book, in a very succinct manner, I teach you which supplements, what amounts, etc.
I hear you, and that's a good note there. One of the things that you said earlier that I think people need to understand is that there is diet, there is exercise, but you also take 27 supplements a day, and we do outline them for our listeners on your websites and in your book. But I know you have one supplement right now that you're really getting a lot of press for and you're really excited about, and that's omegas. And before we close the show, I want people to know that there are some things that they can be adding to their diet to help, and
you
that's
guys,
really
just
the good
an
fat.
Experiment. How is that fat cells can cause so much trouble? Fat cells spew a number of deadly compounds. We already talked about the androgens, which can make you look like crap, but they also spew inflammatory cells. I mean, inflammatory poisons. It's an inflammation that kills your arteries. It's the inflammation that kills your heart. It's the inflammation that makes you arthritic, gives you Crohn's disease, and blah, 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 blah. Okay, so here's a wonderful, thank God nature's so wise. Thank God, God is so wise. Omega-3 in fish. What is it that Jesus fed the 5,000? Omega-3? So omega-3 is an anti-inflammatory. I'll do an example. Say you're suffering with adult onset acne, which is a nemesis of a lot of us. It has nothing to do with eating fats or chocolate. It's all myths. Yes, touching your skin. Yes, that's definitely true. So today, pretty girl, wash your face regularly with good cleansers. Stop touching your face, but ingest 3,000 units of omega-3 every single day, okay? And check your face in 2 weeks. And please tell me that your face is not looking a lot better without the acne, okay? So even for acne, something so simple as the inflammation of staphylococcus caused by acne can be overcome by omega-3.
Really?
Omega-3 is one of those wonderful, it's almost like, there are not too many substances in nature that are cure-all, but I dare say if anything comes close to a cure-all would be omega, like a panacea. Omega-3 is such a substance.
Well, anybody listening, you now know, go to bodybyray.com, get a copy of this book. It's not just, by the way, your diet, right, Dr. Ray? You do have your no-sweat workout in there. You have your philosophy on how to think, affirmations.
That winner mentality, that right. Reality, we create reality.
Right.
And we're not victims of destiny. We create reality.
Right. And you'll also get all the don'ts, what you shouldn't be doing. And not just from a getting a better body perspective, but from a health perspective. We're going to run to a quick break again. When we come back, I want to talk about what I think is an up-and-coming new problem in the U.S. and maybe the world. And this is this concept of wheat and gluten allergies.
Thank you, baby. Every time
I turn around, somebody is saying, guess what? I have a gluten allergy. I have a wheat allergy. And in the stores, everything now has a gluten-free.
We are not designed to eat these grains.
So when we
come
back, I want
to
talk about how the Body by Ray diet fits into somebody who has a gluten and wheat allergy and what that is and why it's so important to keep an eye out for it. So we'll be right back here with
more
on the radio with Dr. Ray.
The future of online TV is here. View exclusive content from your favorite talk radio hosts and new programs that you can't see anywhere else. Visit voiceamerica.tv today.
Ladies, if you are worried about fine lines and wrinkles on your face and would like to get rid of them, then let me tell you about Esotique, the amazing all-natural collagen builder from Chamonix. Esotique is packed with pure antioxidants and natural collagen builders, so it doesn't hide wrinkles like other products. It effectively treats wrinkles, so your skin will be younger, healthier, and softer than ever before. And now is the perfect time to try Esotique, because for a limited time, you can try it free for 30 days. That's right. This incredible skincare is yours to try free at home for a whole month. Call 800-731-1085, 800-731-1085, and just pay shipping today. But wait, call in the next 20 minutes and Chamonix will include not one, but two free gifts. You will get their amazing vitamin C serum and their luxurious neck treatment absolutely free with your order. Don't miss out on this incredible free trial offer. Call now, 800-731-1085, 800-731-1085.
Now you can take your favorite Voice America radio program with you anywhere. Sign up for our mobile app if you have an iPhone, Android, or BlackBerry. The Voice America Interactive Radio Player, powered by Aircast, gives you the freedom to listen to any of our programs anywhere, live, and on demand. No registration is required. Listen to your favorite Voice America hosts and discover new ones. Download the Voice America mobile app for iPhone, Android, or BlackBerry, powered by Aircast. Visit the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
If you're one of the millions of people who have high blood pressure, high cholesterol, or are overweight, don't join the club. It's time to leave that club. Heart Factors Plus is an all-natural supplement with ingredients proven to help lower blood pressure, cholesterol, improve blood flow, and even improve your sex life. Here is what Heart Factors users say.
Hi, this is John from New Jersey, and I'm 42 years old, and I ordered your bottle of Heart Factors because of my high blood pressure. Last spring, it was 134 over 93. Now my blood pressure is 120 over 82, and the doctor got me off the medication. This stuff is really good and without any side effects.
John dropped his blood pressure over 10 points and without the medication side effects. See if Heart Factors will work for you. Try it now free for a full 30 days. Call 800-240-6536. 800-240-6536. If Heart Factors doesn't work for you, you never pay. It's that easy. Call now and get your 30-day trial. 800-240-6536. 800-240-6536.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to On the Radio with Dr. Ray and co-host Natalie Day. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to On the Radio with Dr. Ray, and we love our wonderful audience and all the wonderful things you write me. Let's talk about gluten. And to talk about gluten, we have to talk about Neolithic times.
Before we do that, Dr. Ray, for those in the audience who haven't heard about gluten, what are we talking about? Because you're going to see it pop up more and more. Gluten-free. What is that?
You get yourself Crohn's disease, baby.
From gluten. Why? What is gluten?
From gluten, that's right. Crohn's disease. And that's just one element of these dangerous seeds. Let's go back in time. Again, I like archaeology, and, you know, we base our book on science, not hearsay. So, about 5,000 years ago, there was the onset of organized agriculture, or modern agriculture. And in selecting different plants to cultivate, they would, they would plant different plants, they would harvest them, and 3 days later, it was rotten, right? It would rot, like bananas and, you know, everything else. So what did they discover? They discovered that five or six plants were easy to store. They did not rot. They would just sit in a silo forever and not rot. Wheat, to try to protect itself against the mice, they poisoned the mice slowly. They created around the seed itself a layer of anti-nutrients. Look how smart. And the anti-nutrients called lectin, L-E-C-H-T-I-N, lectin. So basically, what happened is this. It's just like we poison, no different than we humans poison mice, no different. We give warfarin, basically warfarin, Coumadin, basically, to mice. The mice don't die instantly. They go back to their burrow and die in their burrow. That is the same way lectins work. Basically, listen carefully, see if it sounds hauntingly familiar. The mice would eat the grains, wheat, for example. They would eat the lectin on the seed, right? The lectin would go inside of their GI tract, make their way to the intestine, and would, listen to this, how horrible this is, create tiny pores in the intestines. Now, rotten food would go right into the circulation, and bacteria would go right into the circulation. It is people just like giving whiskey to our soldiers in Afghanistan. basically, our soldiers will be so drunk, they might even shoot each other. That's exactly what happens to the bomb. Your immune system is so overwhelmed by this rotten food and incoming bacteria that the immune system would actually turn on itself. And this is what would happen when the immune system turned on the rat's self. Basically, it would create all the immune diseases, such as, listen carefully, see if this sounds familiar, arthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, right? So today, everyone has joint pain. It would cause the ulcerative colitis, such as Crohn's disease. Did you get that? Wheat, the anti-nutrients, the poison, the lectins around the seed of the wheat would turn on the mice. It was designed by the wheat to protect itself against the mice because it would kill the mice in their burrow. To our horror, some ancient farmer realized that wheat was easy to store. None of the creatures wanted to eat it.
My question is, why now is everyone saying, I'm now suddenly wheat allergic, or allergic to wheat, or allergic to gluten? How come you can be 20, 30, 40, 50 years old, eat wheat all day long, and then one day you wake up and now all of a sudden your body's allergic to wheat?
The body becomes overwhelmed.
So in the book, though, when you outline, and you do write a lot of chapters on the gluten and allergies and things in there, but going back to the way that you're teaching people to eat, if you are gluten sensitive or allergic to gluten or wheat, will you have any problems following your diet?
Our diet will be heaven sent to you then. Fat cells, pretty girls, make, to your horror, the male androgen. Fat cells make androgen. So next time you're in a crowded place and you're standing up, look at the girl, let's say a bus. You're in a bus or a metro. Look down at the girl sitting on, that chubby girl sitting on that chair. Examine her from head to toe. It's not right, but do it. Her hair is thinning. Why is her hair thinning even though she's in her early 30s? Because to her horror, cholesterol was converted to the male androgen. Her hair is falling just like a male, but worse. When women lose hair, they lose it from everywhere. Guys just lose it from the top. Women lose it from everywhere. All right, number one. Number two, look carefully at her chin. To your horror and her horror, she's actually already shaving her chin. She's making male hormone. So when we harp on not eating grains, and not eating these terrible omega-6 fats, and watch out for refined flour, and watch out for refined sugar, and be careful with gooey food because it gives you intestinal cancer. We're not joking. There's also a beauty element to it. Next, her voice. Listen to her voice. Her voice is becoming more androgenic. Why? We are making male in her. All right, if you were to undress her, you would find she has stretch marks everywhere. She's making steroids, just like the guys that juice steroids in the gym and they get stretch marks on their arm. That's exactly what she's making in her body. She's making the male androgen. She has stretch marks all over her body. She has cellulite. Her arteries are destroyed. Her heart's dying on her. She's going to become diabetic and blind. She's going to have an amputation of her legs. So people, we are not a society of defeatists. We're going to learn the paleo diet, the modified paleo diet. We're going to learn a simple exercise pattern that you don't have to go to the gym for, right? And a lot of women don't like to go to the gym because the guys are gawking at them. Fine, I don't want you to go to the gym. I want you to just put on your walking shoes and go for a 45-minute walk every other day. That's what I'm asking you to do. And I have a simple exercise that we can do right at home. Okay, it's right in my book. So girls, let's take care of our bodies. Let's be there for our children, not on 20 different pills, blind, diabetic, on insulin shots. Let's be there healthy. Because you know what? This body's not really ours. We have it for 80 years, and how we take care of this temple will determine the outcome of our destiny, the outcome of our eternity. We'll be judged upon how we took care of our body.
You're going to get all of this information in the book. So we'll talk in the book. You go to bodybyray.com. You'll hear more about the protein controversy, the acidity, the gluten, the supplements, the omega. So this is really a lifestyle book, and it is how you live and the diet that you prescribe to your patients. It's available now, bodybyray.com. And you're going to be all over the media talking about it because there really isn't anything out there that's working. There isn't a diet right now that people are going, hey, no. This is it. We found it.
Yes, there's only one. Listen, I speak as a Harvard graduate. graduate. There's only one diet on earth that works. You can buy all the books, you can go all the fad diets, you're going to be very frustrated, and you're going to fail. Or, girl, you can say, you know what, it's time to get serious and get on the diet that every handsome body in every gym is on. Pick any guy randomly. You're in Munich, you're whatever you are in London. Go to the gym, see the handsome guy or girl, ask them what diet they're on. What diet are they going to be on? On the modified paleolithic diet, on Dr. Ray's diet, Body by Ray.
Absolutely. And one of the things that I want our listeners to know is Dr. Ray is broadcasting every week here on Voice of America, and we've just been getting a massive response from this show, but you're going to be taking your recording equipment with you all over the world. So every week when you tune in, you don't know where Dr. Ray will be recording from. It could be Africa, Brazil, Australia, and I think we have some really interesting surprise guests coming up. And we will also be posting on our Facebook page Dr. Ray's recording schedule. So if you want to join in and take calls with Dr. Ray and ask questions and be on the show, make sure you check Facebook often for the times that we're going to be on the air recording somewhere here in the world. We will see you all next time here on the radio with Dr. Robert Ray.
Natalie, I love you and our wonderful audience. A big hug and a kiss, a Brazilian kiss, and I'll see you next time.
Absolutely.
Thank you again for listening. On the Radio with Dr. Ray will be back next Thursday afternoon at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Pacific Time, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. And have a great week until then.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.